Oh, because that whole
Now, is that horrible Hebe still there? Because she's a whore.
She's there, and her husband is back in it.
Yes, I saw when he got put back in, and that pissed me off. Because that whole team, they are so nasty. They're just mean.
Yeah. This hasn't happened on The Fattest Loser before. It's usually, you know, everybody's kind of,
usually
you know,
happy fatties. These are vengeful, spiteful fatties, and there's a whole group of those.
Yeah, they're happy, and you know, there is a little gameplay, but it's not like the evil team versus the good team. This year, it's full out good versus evil. Well, I wouldn't even call the good team good, but it's fat versus evil.
Yeah, nobody likes a mean-spirited fatty.
No, oh my god, no. That's why everybody loves Big Fatty.
Right, he's a nice fatty.
He's full of love.
We like happy, loving fatties, not mean-spirited fatties.
No. Listen to us, Vicky from Fattest Loser. We hate you, but oh my god, I'm starting to love her. I can't wait to watch her melt
out. We hate you, but in a train wreck sort of way.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fat versus evil.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 293 of the BFO for Thursday, the 19th of March, 2009. Y'all, it is the last day of winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's the last day of summer in the Southern Hemisphere, and y'all, to tell you the truth, that's the nicest thing I'm going to say today, because I am pissed. Oh, Lord, y'all, I'm just going to tell you right now, Big Fatty is on a roll. He is on a roll. It started about an hour ago when I left the right before I left the coal mine. Y'all, Big Fatty got an e-letter, and it was from a former coal miner, and Big Fatty, why was this not important enough to be considered? And I'm going to send a copy of this accusation to the president of the coal mine so that he knows that I am not satisfied. And I wrote right back, and I said, well, if you weren't such a fucking idiot, you would have seen that you didn't meet the deadline to have that important information submitted and included for you to read about your fucking ass self. Oh, y'all, I am so pissed. And of course, I sent a copy right back to the president of the coal mine also, because, y'all, I fucking hate people that do that shit. It pisses me the fuck off. It just fucking pisses me off. Ugh. And y'all, when I got ready to leave, Mr. Vader says, could you go home and take some a double fucking Zoloft? And y'all, I need a double fucking gin is what I need. And y'all, speaking of that, I'm just going to go ahead and talk about other things that have been pissing me off. Y'all, This pisses me off also. I'm just gonna tell you, this pisses me off also.
I don't like the time change. I don't like daylight savings time.
Now, y'all, it's not Miss West that pisses me off for him doing that impersonation, but I fucking hate daylight saving time. There's no apostrophe S. There's no S. There's no pluralization or possession there. It's daylight saving time, okay? Pisses me off. I hate the fucking daylight saving time, and they've started it so fucking early in the year, and they've ended it so fucking late in the year. Why don't they just fucking leave it the entire year? It just pisses me off. I hate the fucking shit. The other thing, y'all, I fucking hate talking on the phone also. And y'all, if this is all sounding familiar, it's because Vera, that fucking sea hag that I love to death, she and I are exactly the same. We are cut from the same cloth. We are pulled from the same womb. We were sewn by the same buttons. We were holed by the same butt. We were commed by the same however. I don't know. But anyway, Vera hates talking on the fucking phone. I hate fucking talking on the fucking phone also, unless I want to talk to you. Like, you know, if I'm talking to Miss West on the phone, or if I'm talking to the turnip head who unsubscribed long time ago, that's fine. You know, that's a pleasurable call. But I fucking hate it when the phone rings in the coal mine. Hate it. Y'all, weekend binge drinking. Y'all, now this pisses me off about Vera. Vera, why don't you do a drunkie cast? Maybe you and Big Friday can do a drunkie cast. Oh, no. If you like chicken, like I like chicken. I'm on a very strict diet and no booze and blah, blah, blah. And then, y'all, all I hear is that she's ordered 36 fucking chicken wings from the Pizza Hut, gigantic chicken wings, and she's fixed some sort of fucking macaroni and cheese in a pouch or something, and she's drinking like there's, like Big Fatty. And she's on the weekend drinking binge, but can she do a fucking show, a drunkie cast with Big Fatty? No. Oh, no. No, that's too important to do that. My reputation in the Hollywood community might be just ruined by that. Well, And y'all, how many fucking times have I had Vera on my show? I had a fucking week of her last year, and I had another fucking week of her this year. Have I ever been invited to be on Vera's show? I don't think so. Have you ever heard Big Fatty on Vera's show, unless Big Fatty happened to call in? Hi, you old sweetheart. You know, no. Big Fatty's never been allowed to be on that show. No. I've got to preserve the sanctity of the show. Oh, no, we couldn't possibly have Big Fatty on here. Or if you like chicken, like I like chicken. All right, what else is on here? Y'all, Anthony out there in the San Francisco. And now I'm not pissed at Anthony either. But y'all, Anthony made it very clear to me that this time last year, he brought up the horrible memory of Cunty McCunt-Cunt. Because Cunty McCunt-Cunt, if you will remember last year, after the cruise, Cunty McCunt-Cunt was giving me such a hard time because of the lost luggage. And, you know, Anthony was saying, well, thank God you didn't have to deal with Cunty McCunt-Cunt, which immediately brought back those memories of Cunty McCunt-Cunt. And then there was the whole lawsuit thing, and mercifully that just kind of went away. Although, you know, lawsuits tend to rear their ugly heads just when you think you're in the clear. You're in the clear. The lawsuits will, you know, and I don't even remember the name of that fucking law firm. It was something like Dewey, Cheatham & Howe or something like that. In fact, I think that may have been it. Y'all, Big Fatty is invited to a little soiree tonight. And, y'all, I don't know what to think about it because I'm a little worked up. Can you tell I'm a little worked up? The fucking invitation, it goes, we will be serving the signature cocktails and the nouveau southern cuisine, whatever the fuck that is. I hate it when they fucking do that shit. Signature, I don't want a fucking signature cocktail. I want Tanqueray and tonic with two limes. Don't give me any of your poopy martini, chocolate poop martini, or your Cosmo Filibration or something like that. I don't know. Cosmo Filibration. That is the fucking title of today's show. I've got to, and it pisses me off, but I've got to write it down right now. Cosmo Filibration. It sounds like a good word, though, doesn't it? Try to use that word in your conversations today. If somebody pisses you off today, just say, you know what, you need to have a big old glass of Cosmo Filibration. And look at them and they'll go, have you been listening to Big Fatty? Y'all, speaking of listening to podcasts, y'all, I'm listening to Mr. Larry H. Vader's new show, LFC V2, and you remember Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm listening to his new show, And I'm not going to do any sound effects. No, nothing. No new sound effects on the LFC V2. Y'all, it was nothing but fucking sound effects. And, you know, Miss West, will you please send me the sound effect for bwop bwop? Well, of course, Miss West makes that sound effect. You know, so Miss West, please send Mr. Vader. Mr. Vader can't go bwop bwop by himself, so send him a little sound effect for that. And, y'all, but anyway, this party that we're going to, did I finish talking about that? No, I didn't finish talking about that. We were talking about the Cosmo Filibration. Y'all, on the fucking invitation, it says, you know, it tells you the time and the place and all this kind of stuff. And the dress is trendy casual. Well, what the fuck is trendy casual? You know, I mean, all day long, Big Fatty's been calling it zesty casual. So, you know, it might as well be zesty, you know. You know, in fact, if you're doing a party sometime, just fuck with, just, you know, if you're going to be pretentious and foo-foo, just say zesty casual so that they'll all go, what the fuck is zesty casual, you know? And just see what the fuck they wear. Well, y'all, you know, what the fuck is trendy casual? Trendy casual? I don't think so. You know, it just, that kind of shit just pisses me off. Now, y'all, another thing that pisses me off is I did the taxes last night. Well, first of all, let me get back to Mr. Vader, because he's on his podcast and he's going, I've moved into my new office and I had to clean it all up because we've had a retirement in the coal mine. We hadn't had a fucking retirement in the coal mine. But anyway, so be it. So be it. He's in his new office and he's got 25 firewire cables, and that's the highlights of episode 2 of the LFC V2. And it pisses me off that I listened to 20 minutes of that and all I heard was sound effects that weren't supposed to be there and 25 firewire cables. God, I need some Cosmo Filibration. Anyway, so I'm doing the taxes last night. And so I'm using the TurboTax. And, you know, everything's going fine, and I'm using the free federal tax. And went, oh, well, Big Freddy, you can't use the free one, but we'll let you use the one for $14.95, but today it's a special for $12.95. All right, so Big Fatty had to use the $12.95 one because Big Fatty had the $10.99 wages, miscellaneous income, because, you know, I did the fucking Biloxi Blues. And we won't go back to that either. And so anyway, so I'm doing this and I get through with it. And of course, the football players did not take any of the tax out. So the refund went from really big, over $1,600, almost $1,700, down to $1,300. Thanks, FLP. And so anyway, so then it says, Big Fatty, would you like us to do the state taxes as well? And I'm like, well, of course Big Fatty would like for you to do the, Big Fatty, that'll be $34.95. What? You're just going to move the same fucking numbers over to the state tax thing, and you're going to charge me $35 for that? So I did it, and I mean, it cost me $50 fucking, but, you know, I am going to get almost $2,000 back in tax return. Now, I know there are some people who do not like to get the tax returns. And, you know, I'm sorry, Big Fatty likes the tax returns because it's like getting, you know, if you get paid twice a month, that's 24 paychecks a year. Well, it's kind of like the secret paycheck. It's like the gift debt check. And yes, I could have gotten all that money during the year, but I didn't. And I wouldn't. I would have just fucking spent it and wasted it on ham or who knows what else. And so anyway, I'm a little over the top on that one also. Y'all, did you hear Archer today talking about the baked potato? He does not eat the jacket on the baked potato, but he eats it on the roasted potatoes. Well, y'all, what the fuck is the difference between a baked potato and a roasted potato, except one's wrapped in foil and one's in a pan with other potatoes? I mean, I mean, my mother, when she would bake potatoes in the oven, she would take a potato and dip it in the can of bacon grease on the top of the stove, wrap it in the foil paper, and, or the tinfoil. I am glad that English John is dead, because that fucking aluminum pronunciation is wrong, y'all. It should not be allowed in this country. I mean, it's like listening to Mexicans talk or something like that. And anyway, the potatoes would bake and they'd get crunchy. Or y'all, the good sea salt on the baked potato jacket. Y'all, the baked potato jacket, especially if there are parts of it that are kind of crunchy, that's the best part of it. I did not eat the baked potato jacket. I only eat it with the butter and the cream cheese. Not the cream cheese. He wouldn't fucking put cream cheese in his mouth if it was force-fed or if there was a donation. You know, by the way, we have not had... who is it that usually challenges Archer to eating something and they'll make a donation to a cause or something like that? I think that's Stevie B that does that. I don't know. If I'm wrong, then Stevie B can just be pissed off at me, but it pisses me off that I can't remember who it is. But anyway, I don't know what I was going to say. Maybe we can, maybe Stevie B can get Archer to eat a baked potato jacket. I don't know. Y'all, I'm tired. Big Fatty. I don't know what to do now. What should I do? Should I do this?
Hello?
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Bonjour?
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo!
Hello!
Hello?
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 Yo, yo.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Teresa from the Seattles. I'm just calling to wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day, and I'm so glad that you're home safe and sound. I'm glad you had a good time. I am all caught up on the podcasts and really enjoyed the ones you did from the ship. I hope that you don't get overserved on green beer tonight. I just wanted to call and say hi and start the process of filling up your voice letter box with lots of welcome back messages. So have a great rest of the week. Ta-ta!
Aw, y'all, how can I be mad now? Teresa in the Seattles has put me in a good mood now. Teresa, thank you so much. I did not have the green beer, but I did watch the dancing, and that Belinda Carlisle got thrown off last night. I'm not going in the Fat Cave to talk about it. But, y'all, I saw her on one of the Atlantis cruises. She was one of the special guests on that. And, y'all, okay, I'm pissed off again now. I have received no comments about Cheetah Rivera. No one has commented on Cheetah Rivera at all. No one. Not even the Seahawks. I'm stunned that the Sea Hag did not have a snarky comment about Cheetah Rivera. Of course, well, Cheetah and I are very close friends. So, oh dear Gussie. So, anyway, well, y'all, I'm sorry that I was just on the high horse today. But y'all, every once in a while, Big Fatty's got to get on the high horse. Just, and you know, it takes a lot to push Big Fatty's buttons. But y'all, when they get pushed, I mean, even Larry Clyde, I bet you on tomorrow, his show tomorrow. Oh, gosh, I'm a little gassy. I guarantee you he'll be saying, y'all, Big Fatty was out of control this afternoon in the coal mine. He was cussing like a sailor. So, anyway, so y'all, I will let you know what this fucking zesty dress, southern eclectic cuisine with the cosmofibrillation cocktails is all about, but I think it's going to be...
Fat versus evil.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good,
gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.